Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. We like to think medical issues have a very straightforward cause and solution, but sometimes we have to get a little more creative. Chronic pain is our topic this week, and the Prairie Doc joins us today from the Janine Basinger Studio on the campus of South Dakota State University to talk us through it. Dr. Rick Holm, welcome back to In the Moment.
Hi, Jackie.
So how do we want to distinguish, maybe to start off, the difference between acute pain and chronic pain?
You know, it's very interesting that this happens in our bodies, and we really haven't understood this principle for very long. Chronic pain syndrome is entirely different than acute pain. If you're standing next to your stove and you accidentally put your hand on the hot plate or the fire, you know, you go, and you fire a neuron that goes to your spine, and then it immediately goes back to the muscles of the hand, and it reacts, pulling away. You don't even have to go to the brain with that message to think it through. You know, you immediately jerk your hand away. Mm-hmm. It's an automatic reaction, and the pain is severe, and it lasts, you know, a day or two or three, and then it goes away. Broken bone, pain is there for, you know, a week maybe, and then gradually it goes away. But take another component to this. If a person is getting a feedback that's positive for having the pain, maybe it's pain medicine, maybe it's a loving wife that gives you attention and stops pushing you to mow the lawn or, you know, whatever, you know, and you're getting feedback for it, and the pain, you know, whatever it is, maybe it's the acute pain that lasts longer than 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, it turns to a different part of the brain. It moves to an emotional part of the brain. And the treatments that we use for chronic pain don't work. I mean, if the treatments we use for acute pain don't work for chronic pain, particularly opioids, and this is a basis for which we know we should be not providing chronic, long-term opioid treatment for people who have acute pain, and then it turns into chronic pain, because chronic pain needs something else.
Interesting.
So that's it. There's a huge difference. It acute pain is in one part of the brain, and chronic pain is affected in another part that is very tied to emotional pain and emotional anxiety and depression and stress. And so it's a different entity altogether.
Right. That was kind of my next question before we move into treatment was, is chronic pain a diagnosis on its own, or is it a symptom of a variety of other issues? And you're saying it's tied to some other things like depression and anxiety and things like this. Is it tied to other stuff too?
Well, that's it. It can be tied to other things, you know, fear or emotional components or things that that may not be emotional. People who develop chronic pain, you know, it's really hard to get rid of. Sometimes you just have to accept the fact that it's going to be there and go on with life, and try to stop finding a pill that will solve it, because a pill doesn't do very well. Right. You know, most important, I think, is to be active and get involved and go rolling through life again. The classic picture of a chronic pain syndrome that I've seen that is just pretty tough is a person who has a knee replacement. And the knee replacement didn't go perfectly, and there is some little something that's not right. And the pain is such that the person doesn't want to move it. And, of course, moving it hurts. Mm-hmm. And we know that there are rehab people that are right in there pushing you when you've just had your knee replaced. You've got to get it moving. You've got to get it moving. I'm gonna put you in an automatic knee moving device so it will move. I'm going to have you do this by yourself, even without a new moving machine, every day, you know, umpteen times a day, whatever it might be. And then the pain goes away. But if you don't get into that movement phase, the pain doesn't seem to go away, and then the person has chronic pain, and then they can't move the knee, and now they're immobile.
Hmm.
So it's a crisis. So chronic pain is a tough deal. We don't always know what's going on with chronic pain. I mean, I'm sounding like I'm really knowledgeable about it, but I can tell you this. It's based on, a lot of it is theory. Hmm. And so, I mean, there are people who have all sorts of chronic pain. They can't be touched.
Hmm.
You can squeeze them in 18 parts, and then they have a type of a pain that is very hard to treat. The best treatments, really, have come down to physical therapy or physical activity or movement activity and emotional support, you know, and sometimes those are antidepressant medications or sometimes they are mood-altering kinds of medications. The best medicines, if you're going to use a medicine for chronic pain, can be in the realm of a anti-seizure type of medication. I think when someone is realizing they've got more than 2 weeks with an acute pain, there's a couple lessons. One is you got to do that therapy right off the bat, very beginning. You've got to get moving. You've got to be active if you can. Of course, with the advice of your physician or PA or nurse practitioner, you've got to be thinking that this could be a dangerous thing. You want a number two, try to avoid opioids in particular. Probably your best option is periodic pain medicine, but not daily if you can help it, only when you really need some rescue. And then three, you need to lean on all these other things. Acupuncture might be good. I've often encouraged people to do rubs. You know, you don't have to buy the expensive ones. You can buy the smelly ones, because that affects part of your brain that says, you're doing something. I like the, you know, Aspirin cream is a good choice. And there is other options available that use non-steroidals in their creams. Just emotional support and roll on with life, live with it, be active, and start doing things for other people. Stop thinking about yourself.
So it sounds like maybe there is no one size fits all for situations of chronic pain. But if a listener is hearing this, says, "Hey, I've had this pain in my knee or wherever else in my body for 2 to 4 weeks now," consult with your doctor, see if this is an issue, and then look for the best course of action for your situation, whether that is being more active or looking into medically assisted situations like the seizure medication we talked about.
I think, Jackie, you've got it. You really need to encourage yourself or your spouse or your partner or your family member that's having this chronic pain to get into a care provider that is an expert, oftentimes a physiologist. That's a whole field of medicine that's separate from an anesthesiologist who uses injections and medicines. Go the physiology route that doesn't use injections but does rehabilitation. And their theme song, their whole theme song is getting you back to function.
Getting back to function, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we're hearing that chronic pain impacts a different part of the brain, often tied to emotional things, sometimes when people hear that, they think, oh, it's just in my head, I need to get over it. Or sometimes that's what people might say to people suffering from chronic pain. It's just in your head, get over it. That's not necessarily as easy as it sounds.
Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
The knee hurts because there's a signal in your head that is being received. Your head is all about this whole story. I have one other thing about that I think it's kind of interesting. I was talking to a group of people. I was going to write an essay about chronic pain, and I said to them, what was the worst pain that you've ever had? This was a group of guys. We were all having Lake Ponset Sailing Academy meeting, and of course we're all standing around having a glass of wine and eating food and discussing, you know, how important our smart ideas were, you know, talking smart. But I thought it would be a good idea to just go around the room. Tell me, what is the worst pain that you've ever been in? And it was divorce, lost my dad when he da-da-da. Mm-hmm. I had a dear friend who was in, who developed cancer, and a guy helped him, had to help him through it, and then he died. And, you know, it seemed that every one of those pains described were emotional. Hmm. None of them were physical. And then the next time I thought about that was when I was writing an essay about how bone fractures, and it heals in about 6 weeks. And the pain is relieved in about 2 weeks. Hmm. And that bone is 90% healed in 6 weeks, and 100%, you know, in 12. It's just completely healed. Don't even know it ever happened. Forget about it the rest of your life, except, oh, I had a broken bone one time. Mm-hmm. It hurt at the time. But you talk about an emotional loss or emotional pain, they never forget it.
Right.
They're still hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, that's the way our brain is. So when, don't ever take it's all in your head. Of course, it's all in our heads.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it less
that
real.
That's right. It's real. All pains are real. We just don't have to go to narcotics and opioids to try to treat them.
Mm-hmm. You can catch On Call with the Prairie Doc Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain on SDPB-TV. Dr. Holm, thanks for being with us today. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Jackie.